News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Bryan City Council, during a workshop yesterday, did not reach a decision on closing at least two railroad crossings. At least two members want to go back to the districts and share information that was given during yesterday's workshop. Most of the discussion was dominated about the future of the railroad crossings at Grossbeck. Some of the background information on the options given by the city's transportation consultant, Gary Schatz, whether or not to close the crossings or to modify the crossings.
In conversation with Union Pacific Railroad, they are very concerned about Grossbeck. They have a lot of reports from their locomotive engineers of vehicles stopped on tracks. They have a lot of near misses. We do have a crash history out there. Not as bad as might be believed by some, but it's still there nevertheless. But Union Pacific acknowledges something needs to be done. If it's going to stay open, it should look like what we've proposed in the photo, in that image there, or it needs to be closed. If they're given a preference, they would prefer closure. But if it's going to be open, it needs to be rebuilt. It needs to have traffic signals. My personal professional opinion, working with UP over the years on a variety of projects, I find them to be good partners. They are very interested in safety. If Grossbeck is to stay open, it needs to be reconstructed, and the concept is shown in this image. There needs to be a pair of traffic signals on either side of that replacing the stop signs. This is a mitigation strategy that was looked at during our railroad quiet zone diagnostic inspection last summer. And this was Union Pacific Railroad, Federal Railroad Administration, TxDOT, other interested parties, Bryan Police Department, Bryan Fire Department were out there with us. And we all collectively said, if Grossbeck stays open, we think that this is the appropriate way to do that. There's four quad gate systems there so that vehicles cannot run around the crossing arms. That's a big issue, and we were out there just last Friday and saw people running around the crossing arms when they came down. For that to be open, eventually, and you'll see in the next slide, our other intersections are going to want to be signalized at some point in the future. A question that comes up is, while if we reconstruct this, it will have to be closed for reconstruction. What happens during that X period of time? Well, one solution may be to actually build a parallel alignment just south of the existing roadway, build a totally brand new road. That becomes the Grossbeck, and then the little piece that's there is dug up. But that's going to require a conversation with Union Pacific Railroad and likely acquisition or acquirement of rights to be there. They won't sell us the land, but they would go through some licensing agreement for us to occupy that with a roadway. If Grossbeck is closed, then there are a lot of different issues. Three traffic signals to implement or two signals in a roundabout.
Breaking into the comments from the City of Bryan's transportation consultant, Gary Schatz, because he just made a reference to a possible roundabout near the railroad crossings in downtown Bryan. Here's some more background information about that possible roundabout location.
We also looked at the possibility of perhaps a nice single-lane roundabout as a gateway feature and a community focal point at Beck, Sims, and Bryan. It can be implemented within in the existing right-of-way. It does give us an opportunity for a gateway treatment. And it can be implemented. It likely is more expensive than a traffic signal. A traffic signal is probably about $250,000. The roundabout that we implemented at Broadmoor and Nash was $360,000, I believe. So we're guessing, you know, probably $400,000 or a little bit more for something there, because that is a little bit more of a complex intersection, and it's going to want a little more aesthetic community enhancement to that. So we just got to see what that looks like. Union Pacific has talked about a financial incentive. They have not offered a firm number on that. We don't know what that number is. Part of what's occurring with them is they are looking to us, you know, which way do we want to go? But we do know in conversation with UP and knowing their corporate policy on quiet zones, they do not want to do anything that creates the impression that they have participated in the implementation of a quiet zone.
Would be safety.
So if the conversation talks about a safety improvement project at Grossbeck, and the words quiet zone do not appear anywhere in that conversation, then it becomes a different conversation with them, and it's one they're willing to entertain.
Towards the end of the hour-long workshop discussion, two members of the City Council wanted to take the information that Gary Schatz presented back to residents in their districts, one of them being single-member District 2 Councilman Prentice Madison.
Looking at the cost factor and looking at other things that we want to do within the city, I mean, that is a great cost on the citizens. I think it's something that we really need to, you know, really look at. I mean, there's one committee looking at it, and then we're being presented a presentation, but it's not like council is really sitting there seeing, you know, what is really this beneficiary to the citizens of Bryan. So I think it's something that I would really be interested in us really taking a look at before we, you know, just dive into it.
Many of the same concerns being raised by single member District 1 Councilman Ruben Moran.
The developments in West Bryan, Rellis Campus, maybe some of those people start cutting through Leonard Road, coming into downtown Bryan, which we can make a beautiful gateway and use Grosbeck as a crossing into downtown Bryan. So just that's one of the reasons I brought that up. If the deciding factor to close Grosbeck are the economics of Grosbeck to make it safer, then I think the citizens in District 1 are going to say, wait, we can't allot X amount of funds to make Grosbeck safer to keep open, but we can allot upwards to $6 million to implement a quiet zone, which is definitely going to benefit District 1. However, specifically, it's going to benefit the downtown area, the development of the downtown area. But truly, I would have to sit down with the constituents of District 1 and see, you know, does that horn really bother them? You know, we know this is more for development of downtown Bryan, to bring more residential, to bring more commercial, to eliminate that noise pollution. However, to my point, if we can't allot certain funds to keep Grosbeck open, keep it safe, but we can allot $6 million to implement a quiet zone, the citizens may have an issue with that in District 1. So that's something I would want to talk to them about before deciding on that. So that was my comment after Councilman Madison.
Fair enough. So depending on Grosbeck, you may be against doing a quiet zone.
I want to have town hall meetings and see what the citizens would want first. Ultimately, we're elected to make the tough decisions. We know that. This is a tough decision. However, when you look at the thought process, if we implement these safety measures, Grosbeck has never been an issue in the past. And these safety measures should have been implemented years ago. So that's my concern. Like I said, this is a focal point that would affect most of the citizens in District 1.
The council learned their Quiet Zone Advisory Committee was unanimous in recommending closing railroad crossings at East 15th and Reed Street, but were divided whether to close the crossings at Grosbeck. Again, no final direction given by the city council, pending more community input in Bryan Council Districts 1 and 2. As I mentioned before, about an hour's worth of workshop discussion and presentation materials and all that information, not only involving proposed closings of railroad crossings, but also the latest regarding the proposed downtown Bryan Quiet Zone, is online at WTAW.com. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.